mysteries lay exposed. In the time of Vorador, centuries before Cain was made, the Seraphim warrior priests waged a merciless war against the vampire tribes of Nosgoth. Emboldened by righteousness, they committed unspeakable and indiscriminate acts of violence, massacring fledglings and ancients alike. They decimated entire bloodlines in mere decades. Now their husks lay here, murderers enshrined. As I pulled the stone free, a sigh of sepulchral air escaped the inner chamber. I was not prepared for what lay beyond this threshold. These crypts, defiled caskets of Seraphim saints, bearing my brother's names and my own. These crypts, defiled caskets of Seraphim saints, bearing my brother's names and my own. The irony of Cain's blasphemous act rushed in on me with the crushing force of revelation. Were my hands not as bloody as these? Worse, I had spilled the blood of my brothers, these very comrades whose tombs lay ravaged before me. Such loyalty to one who has you guarding this outpost like a chained dog. Do you prosper on the scraps he casts you? Cain killed me once. Behold the result. I have no more to fear from you. Rahab, you have adapted well to your environment, for one so maladjusted. You speak with Cain? You speak with the murderer? What more did he tell you? I will indeed. But tell me, before I tear your soul from its moorings, do you know what we were before Cain spawned us? Do you know what we were before Cain spawned us? Seraphim, Rahab. Seraphim. Seraphim, Rahab. The antithesis of all we ever believed. Saved us? From what? This city once teemed with the life of my kind. Could it be that other clans had suffered the same fate as mine? In his madness, could Cain spare none of his brood? My brother Dumas, a powerful warrior in life, he would have burned with shame to have me find him here like a stuck pig. Not to save it, but to take it. Your only salvation is release. Your thanks are premature, Dumas. Your thanks are premature, Dumas. I have not forgotten whose hands bore me into the abyss. Even the strongest vampire is vulnerable. My bloodthirst has been superseded by an even darker hunger. I will consume your soul before this day is done. The human citadel, its towering walls and deep moats engineered to keep Nosgoth's vampire plague at bay. Though the city was well fortified against vampires, its human architects hadn't considered a breach by a creature such as myself. I watched unseen as shadowy figures slipped down the temple walls. The city slumbered, oblivious to the danger creeping just outside. Mysterious figures moved under cover of darkness, their robes betraying occult intent. This temple seemed to be a source of contagion. I would find a way to infiltrate this vampire lair. My faith in destiny is all I need to prevail. I was executed, not excommunicated. You will learn the difference. Your faith has failed you. Where are your precious vampires now? Where is your holy Cain? And now you will meet them. The Oracle's Cave, where Cain's first fateful meeting with Mobius occurred. Mobius played the role of a doddering soothsayer, stirring his pot of visions while dispensing enigmatic predictions to gullible visitors. Underneath the facade was Mobius the Time Streamer, sorcerer of the Circle of Nine, a ruthless manipulator with the power to bend time. Since his murder at Cain's hands centuries ago, these caves have stood vacant, though, like Mobius himself, they are rumored to be only a facade for a much larger, more elaborate complex. I sensed that Cain was here, and at that moment, I would have plumbed the depths of hell to find him. This, I deduced, must be the man himself, the time streamer, Mobius. He seemed not at all the impressive figure I had imagined from Cain's boasted exploits. And yet, even this cold image radiated a certain undeniable power. My arrival in this miserable age. What trickery is this? These apparitions torment me. Has this all been foretold? Impossible! This must be one of Cain's deceptions. My mind reels with conflict. Does Cain await me moments from now, or in some century yet to come? This cannot be. What madness does this scene portend? Cain must think me credulous to suffer these lies. Is this phantasm a conjuration of my mind, or an echo of future events? Though the room seemed vacant, these banners clearly identified it as Tyrell's audience chamber. Let me pass, Tyrell. I have enough blood on my hands today. My quarrel lies with Cain. Gratitude? Toward one who would have you grovel at his gate like a dog? You once had noble aspirations, Tyrell. Now, how humbled are your goals? Do you prosper on the scraps he casts you? You killed me once. Behold the result. I have no more to fear from you. I smell water. Tell me, have you, like Rahab, learned to swim in all these eons? Did it trouble you when you ordered me into the abyss? Lies! You cannot have foreseen all of this. Very poetic, Cain. But in the end, you offer no more than a convenient rationalization for your crimes. I have been to the tomb of Seraphin, Cain. How could you transform a Seraphin warrior into a vampire? I have been to the tomb of Seraphin, Cain. Your dirty secret is exposed. How could you transform a Seraphin priest into a vampire? The Seraphin were saviors, defending Nosgoth from the likes of us. I will not applaud your clever blasphemy. The Seraphin were saviors, defending Nosgoth from the corruption that we represent. My eyes are opened, Cain. I find no nobility in the unlife you rudely forced on my unwilling corpse. You are lost in the maze of your moral relativism, Cain. What game are you playing, Cain? This place, these portents, what game are you playing now? You are lost in a maze of moral relativism, Cain. These apparitions and portents, what game are you playing now? My father, you're nothing but a grave robber, Cain. I thought I understood you, Cain, that your jealous hatred was the root of the wounds you inflicted. But this genocide of your own kind is unconscionable. Such a dire fate, their souls commingling, fettered eternally, just as Cain's refusal at the pillars had bound them together centuries before. Such a dire fate, their souls commingling, fettered eternally, just as Cain's refusal had bound them together centuries before. As they swarmed after me, I felt the terror that must have filled their wizened hearts. They knew what I had to do here, that it would spell their downfall, and that I too might perish in the very act. This tower had stood too long as a grotesque symbol of Cain's perverse intent. The time was ripe, indeed past due, for me to exploit my newborn talents and send a hymn of death across this land. Enough to banish sanity. Enough to set the children of the night plucking at their eyes, tearing open their own throats. Enough to destroy every vampiric creature on the face of this bruised and bleeding land. My goal was within reach. All that remained was to open each and every sounding pipe. These pillars, do they have any function in a time such as ours? More of your lies.
Damn one!